Our scripture lesson today is from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 6 through 8 and 19 through 28. Listen now for God's word to you and the reading of scripture. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. This is the testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then, are you Elijah?" He said, "No, I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Then he said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah nor Elijah nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal." This took place in Bethany, across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. For the word in creation, for the word in scripture, for the word within us. Thanks be to God.
How many of you here are grandparents? Oh, wow, look at all the hands. How many of you are great-grandparents? Quite a few hands here. Is there anybody here who is a great-great-grandparent? We've got one back here. Oh, boy. Yeah. A great-great-grandparent. Wonderful. Now here's the next question. How many of you know the names of your great great grandparents? Not so many hands are going up this time. How many of you know the names of your great grandparents? A few more. Your grandparents? Very good, very good. This picture that you see on the screen, that is a photograph of my great great grandparents. Their names were Isaiah and Betty Walton. Standing by their brand new car. And I want you to look very closely. I wish we could zoom in on this photograph. But if you look right around the waistline on the right side of Isaiah, you will see the top of a watch chain. Do you see that? Top of that watch chain? Well, here's the watch that was probably in his pocket. This watch is over 150 years old. I ended up with it after my grandparents' and my parents' death. And this morning at 6 o'clock, I pulled it out, and I wound it up good, and I set the time. And you know what? It is right on time. Over 150 years old. They used to call these railroad watches because the people who ran the railroads always had one to keep the trains on time. You know, each and every one of us have generations of people that come before us. We have our parents. We have our grandparents. We have our great-grandparents. We have aunts and uncles and cousins that come before us. We all have our Isaiahs. I actually have an Isaiah named Isaiah. who prepare the way for us. We are here today because someone has prepared the way for us to be here. And that's what this morning's scripture lesson was about with John the Baptist. John the Baptist comes to us at this time of the year in our Christian liturgy saying, I am preparing the way, making straight the way of the Lord in the wilderness. But you know what? Just like everybody else, John the Baptist had a whole lot of people preparing the way for him. There's a whole cast of biblical characters that prepare the way for the presence of God in our lives. And here during the Advent time, we read about John the Baptist's parents, who were Zechariah and Elizabeth. We read about Jesus' parents, who were Mary and Joseph. And Mary was a cousin to Elizabeth. They were all one big family. And they were being faithful and preparing the way for John the Baptist, who, we are told, prepares the way for Jesus. And all the words that they use in Scripture to do this are words that come to them from the prophets of the Old Testament. It come from the prophet Isaiah in particular, from Micah, from Malachi. They come from prophets like Hannah, the mother of Samuel, and Miriam, the wife of Moses. The words of the prophets prepare the way for the words of the families in this Advent Christmas story. And one thing we learn from this is that the people in these stories, they're not poor people. They're not abject, and they don't live in abject poverty. Some of us have the idea that when we talk about the biblical story, that we're talking about extremely poor people. But these were people who actually had a genealogy. And it's people like us. It's people who work. It's people who have families. It's people who are active in our families and our communities, who know our parents and our grandparents and our great-grandparents. And we've heard the stories and we know who we are. And these people, Zechariah, Elizabeth, Mary, Joseph, they knew who they were. They were the heirs of a very rich tradition that comes to them from the prophets. There are two wonderful poems that are associated with two of the characters in the Advent story. The first is a poem called The Song of Zechariah. We're actually going to sing that song after the sermon in one of our hymns. But the Song of Zechariah is when John the Baptist's father can finally speak. And that's a whole different story, because the angel wouldn't let him speak for a long time. But when Zechariah can finally speak, he says, "Blessed be the God of Israel, for God has looked favorably on God's people and redeemed them, that he would save them from enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, that he has shown the mercy promised to our ancestors and has remembered the holy covenant. Zechariah is talking about John preparing the way for the fulfilled promises of God. And then there's the poem called the Song of Mary. Listen to the words of this Song of Mary. God's mercy is for those who fear God from generation to generation. God has shown strength with God's arm. God has scattered the proud with the thoughts of their hearts. God has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. God has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. My friends, that tradition, the promise that Mary and Elizabeth and Joseph and Zechariah inherit is a promise of dignity and equality and justice and peace. This is the message of Advent. This is what we are preparing the way for. And as we look at John the Baptist and the people that surrounded him, and as we look at their ancestors and we think about our ancestors, it's easy to realize that we too are called to prepare the way. Because this good news we celebrate in the person of Jesus, is good news that comes to us over and over and over. Because unfortunately, we continue to live in wilderness. We find ourselves in times of trouble. We find ourselves in times of war. We find ourselves in times of hatred and prejudice. We find ourselves in times of inequality. And when we do, we are called to prepare a way in this wilderness. The wilderness in which we live, in our time, in our place, we are called to prepare the way. Prepare the way for justice. Prepare the way for compassion. Prepare the way for peace. As all people of all times, we today live in a modern wilderness. It's a wilderness that's filled with technology. It's a wilderness that's filled with economic systems over which we have no control. It's a wilderness filled with fear. A wilderness filled with families fleeing countries for their lives. But it is also a wilderness which holds promise. And it's the same promise that Isaiah gave the people of his time. It's the same promise that Hannah gave to the people of her time when her son Samuel was born. It's the same promise that Zechariah proclaims in the birth of John the Baptist. It's the same promise of Mary. in the promise of Jesus. And that is that the powerful will be brought down and the lowly will be brought up. And we will live in a world of equality and compassion and justice and peace. And this is what Advent is all about. Preparing the way for this world. And we, my friends, are the ones that are called to make that preparation. To live and practice the presence of Christ each and every day with each and every person. Amen. My friends, the story of Advent and ultimately Christmas is about Jesus, but it's really about us. Because Jesus calls each and every one of us to be the presence of God in the world. Jesus tells us, you are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. When you do it unto the least of these, you have done it unto me. We are the presence of Christ. And we are also the ones who prepare the way for the presence. And how do we do that? We do it with a smile. We do it with a handshake. We do it with an act of kindness. We do it with generosity. We do it by offering dignity to one another. And when we do, we prepare the way of Christ in today's wilderness, in someone's personal wilderness. And dawn breaks forth. And it may be an afternoon in July, but in that person's heart, it's Christmas. Go from this place today, my friends, and prepare ways in the wilderness and be the presence of Christ in the world. Amen.